Welcome back, this is RB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Yikes. Well, good luck with all that.
You want to know my love language? Obsessed. I want you to be obsessed with me.
Fuck no. And I'ma stand on it.
Okay.
She thinks she want Long John Ron and Long Stick Rick to be obsessed with her, but in actuality, it would give her a huge ick. But how does that saying go? People always want what they never had. And that's something she's never had. Not only has she never had a guy like that be obsessed with her, she never had a guy like that call her back after they hit. So maybe you should take baby steps. You know, maybe you should go for that goal first and then work your way up to them being obsessed with you.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Some things that I do not do for my stepdaughter that I definitely do for my bio children. I do not do her washing, buy her school clothes, buy her school shoes. I do not do any of that. I do not attend any school meetings, so parents' evening, any meetings that parents need to do about behavioural issues, anything like that.
Okay. All right. You think you can do this to me?
That's right.
Is this supposed to be a flex? She's doing this in front of the young ones. How is that going to make the stepdaughter feel? I don't know if she's there now, but even if she's letting her bios, you know, hear this, I can't imagine that's going to be a positive for their life. And why would any man pick a woman who's clearly mentally ill because look at her lips? I don't need any more evidence other than you looking at her lips. She's not in her right mind. The nails and lips is all we need. The TikTok account, nails and lips. I rest my case, Your Honor.
Good call!
You made a horrible decision in picking a woman to be around your daughter, dude. A horrible decision.
Doctor's appointments, I do not do any of that. I am not first, second, third, or fourth in line to look after my stepdaughter if my partner is not available. I do not discipline my stepdaughter. I do not decide on punishments for my stepdaughter. I do not co-parent with my stepdaughter's mum. I don't text her. I don't ring her. I do not communicate with her mum about her daughter.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to her.
Let me know if you want to hear the things that I do for my stepdaughter.
How about you get a fucking life? You know, I can imagine there's a lot of things that need to be done around that house that you're not doing right now because you made this stupid video.
I will bet my bottom dollar on that.
I think you should focus on being a better real mom and being a better stepmom. So basically what I'm saying is, you fucking suck. Let's move on. That was a waste of everybody's time.
I've asked out like 5 guys this week. Hey, free Sunday night, you want to grab dinner? They're all busy. Sunday night? Really? It's just a chill night. Dinner, drinks.
No means no. No, that means no.
You're too pushy already. I'm already annoyed with you. By the time a woman got to ask out 5 guys, she's ruined, man. And then she got turned down by all 5 guys. Just go less. You'll have more success. Well, never mind. You're not going to have success, period. I can assure you none of those guys were really busy. They came up with anything to not have to go out with you. Oh, I got to wash my pet gerbil. You know, I got to clean my Nikes tonight. You know, my grandmother got a ballet recital. They came up with anything.
Doesn't have to be late. We could meet up at 6.
No.
Not a single one of them is available.
They are available.
What's wrong with me?
You don't really want to know.
I'm sick of it. I don't want to date no more. I want to get married.
Here's what not to do during this full moon lunar eclipse on March 25th. Number one, do not text your ex. Do not text them back. Do not reach out to them. Do not engage in conversation. This is not the time to ask for clarity. This is not the time to tell them off. This is not the time to revisit the past. Right now, the energy of eclipse season, as well as being in shadow phase of Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde begins April 1st.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
It's dingbat mythological bullshit.
It's a huge possibility that our exes and our past situationships might come and reach out to us, try to maneuver their way back into our lives. Do not engage. What you can do is you can release them. You can cleanse your energy. You can cord cut from them. Full moon lunar eclipse is all about letting go of the things that no longer serve us.
Where is she getting this logic from? See, she's living in her fucking head.
Look, the universe can't help you. You need a trained professional. And I bet you're thinking about your ex 100 times more than they're thinking about you. And they're not going to see this video. Get in tune with your chakra and call a local therapist.
Hey folks, we'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership.
For low as $5 a month, you get access to 1 or 2 exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I'm just thinking about this time where I was dating this guy, but we weren't exclusive, but we were like seeing each other or whatever. And I was really insecure in this dynamic. I was very insecure. And so I got very jealous.
Why does that not surprise me?
Because he was so like good looking.
Exactly.
And I was kind of thinking like, I'm just surprised somebody like him liked me.
So I kept really close track of who he was following on Instagram. He followed a new girl. I'd freak out a little bit.
Is it just me or is her head to body to hand ratio off? Is it a filter? Am I seeing things? Y'all can let me know below. But yeah, that insecure place, women love existing in that insecure place. Dating a guy that's out of their league and they don't know if he's going to stick around or not. That's the place they want to be. Don't listen to them when they say anything otherwise on TikTok or other platforms. They don't want to be with the guy they know isn't texting anyone else. They don't want to be with the guy that other women aren't chasing as well. They love this anxious space. They love this anxious era, as they would say.
And this one time he did. He followed a new girl and I noticed. Because I'm smart, okay? First of all, big brain. I noticed, and I did go to stalk her. Stalked her for so long on Instagram, and I started being really insecure because I was like, she has amazing skin. Like, I will never have skin that good. It's porcelain, it's glass. I developed a whole complex about my skin to the point where I dropped a lot of money. A lot of money that I don't have. A lot of money on the credit card.
See the lengths they will go to be insecure about something? The lengths they'll go to find a way to be miserable no matter what. Everything could have been going good with that guy. So what, he, you know, followed another chick? He might not even know that chick for real. And she jumping through all these hoops to make an issue out of something that otherwise wouldn't have been an issue. How about you just focus on your guy's connection? How about that? This is the mental illness this man would have to deal with if he picked her to be the main one or to be his girlfriend or to be his wife.
Retinol on hyaluronic acid on a chemical peel. I literally got a chemical peel at a medical spa because I was so self-conscious about my skin compared to this girl. I go on to find out that this girl was actually just his younger brother's new girlfriend. And yeah, she was 17.
You sick son of a bitch.
Am I the only one who finds videos like this just really creepy?
I'm like, oh my god, like she has such good skin. Like it's like baby-like skin. Yeah, she's a minor. I was, you know, 24, 23 or 24. Ooh, yeah.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
She did all this for a woman she wasn't even in competition with. And here's the thing. What if he was talking to the other girl, but he liked, you know, you 10 times more? And the thing he didn't like about her is the thing you're trying to get like her. So the other girl he might be talking to is a brunette and he don't really like brunettes, but he gave her a chance. But then you stalked her page and you're like, oh, he liked brunettes. And then you dyed your hair brunette and then you got kicked to the curb because you were brunette too. And he left both of y'all for a blonde. This is how goofy they are, man. And they don't even realize when they're sabotaging themselves. That's the comedy gold of it all. Pathetic. You were stalking a teen and you made up some story in your head to justify it. This is sickening. You're a creep. They would call a man a creep for this. So we need to call her a creep.
Issue was not the flowers. I am not complaining that a guy got me flowers. I want to clarify that. For those that don't know, I just went on my first date in like 8 months since my breakup.
What you want, a cookie?
So it's just like a pretty big deal. I can't go into full detail because the guy has seen these TikToks. Hello if you're watching. So I don't want to like out everything, but to give y'all a rundown.
I don't remember asking you a goddamn thing.
I told him I would say this. I'd be honest that he was late to come get me. And then the date that he planned, we showed up and the event was sold out and he didn't buy tickets ahead of time.
Because they don't give a damn about you. They don't like you. I don't like you.
So I ended up picking a place to go eat because I'm like, well, I'm still going to make the most of this. I just realized that I'm just not ready to date. He's super nice. Very, very, very nice. And I just realized I'm not ready to receive niceness from someone.
Go f*** the other guys that were pieces of shit to you. Go f*** them.
I'm not ready. That's it. It was not the flowers, but that's the gist of it.
What do you think she was doing for that 8 months before she went back on her first date? You think just sitting in the house reading her Bible, practicing her vocals? No, she was getting plowed. She was having situationships with dudes who just Netflixed and chilled her. And after she had a couple situationships with the guy she really respect, then she go on a date with a guy who brings her flowers to her front door. And secretly, she was repulsed by that.
This guy is so, so, so sweet, but he's not the one for me. And I
can't handle someone being nice because I don't know how to deal with that.
And I hope this guy was repulsed by the fact that she feels the need to come on the internet and talk about all this. You're not girlfriend material. How about that? Don't take any more breaks. Well, actually, take a permanent break from dating. You're not going to be good for any guy. And just taking a break isn't going to make you better girlfriend material. Seek help. Seek therapy.
There's help available if you ask for it. You can't get help unless others know you need it.
You're not ever going to be ready to receive niceness from someone because you're not nice. You're a toxic bitch, just like the guys you get plowed and dumped by are toxic a-holes. Y'all are a match made in heaven.
You don't know that.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.